With another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muehling for RFD Town & Country Partners. It's been almost 40 years since the first trees were established at Christ Orchard near Elmwood. Owner Kurt Christ says it wasn't his family who started the trees, but he's been involved since nearly the beginning.
The strip mine is pretty prevalent in this area, and they always try to like give back to the land and do some restoration projects. One of them was the man that is the president of the company. He ended up wanting to plant 4 acres of fruit trees and had his help plant them. And then he said, well, just get a local organization. That was the FFA to take care of it. And I was in FFA when I was a freshman in high school, and that's when I got involved in it. It was just down the road from us. And my dad thought, you know, in the late 70s, early 80s, maybe diversify a little bit. We got into it and rented it from the strip mine. And then later on, when the strip mine shut the doors down, they sold a lot of the property, and they sold that property to us. And now we're up to about 20 acres of orchard.
Christ says the orchard is a family favorite during the fall season.
First, they come in the driveway, and they come to the farm market there where we have our cider for sale and apples and jellies and jams and vegetables, gourds, squash, pumpkins, and a few other knickknacks that you find at a farm market store. And we don't have any what you call real entertainment. The main thing is people can pick their own apples, show the experience to their whoever they're with, their children or grandchildren. Come 1st of October, we have pick your own pumpkins. They can go out there and take a wagon out and pick their own prized pumpkin and bring them back up to the place.
Christ says they raise 50 varieties of apples.
A couple of varieties start in July, and the last of them get picked first week in November. They all mature at different times, kind of like people do. Each apple has its time when it comes in, time when it goes out, and the ones that are the favorites, we raise a few more of them. And all our summer produce, like our apples we have in July, we just have a clientele build up that they just call if they want like Lodi or Transparent, and we put the order down. But we don't officially open till about the first week in August, and we go all the way till the last Saturday after Thanksgiving. In the months of August and in November, we're open from 8 to 6. But September and October, we're open 8 to 8. Monday through Saturday. We're always closed on Sunday.
Christ says you can find lots of information at ChristOrchardOnline.com.
They get on the website, they can see the maturity of a lot of the different varieties. We don't list them all. They get a lot of good information on there, or even communicate with us. We're west of Peoria, west of the Wildlife Prairie Park, about 6 miles. We got an Elmwood address, and we're actually the closest town is Hannah City. It's pretty easy to find. Good blacktop road, and if you ask anybody within 10 miles, they can probably tell you where Texas Road's at in west central Illinois.
For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muehling.